Welcome to a 10-minute game misconduct, which they're never really 10 minutes, but we're going to give it a shot. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
And so what game number was that? I'm so confused because the first one was like 2.5 games.
Four.
That's only number four?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Okay. That was game four. Yeah. All right. And the Lightning get a big W.
They did, so they're leading 3-1, and that's really important.
Very important. Super important.
I know. We should probably preface this by saying, usually we always chat for a good, like, 15 minutes before we do this.
Right.
And
we did not.
We did not. So,
you're getting unfiltered, full, just like, let me call my BFF and be like, what happened today?
Yeah, so you remember that famous Georges St. Pierre clip?
God bless you. What?
Yeah, the UFC fighter, the greatest UFC fighter of all time, arguably. Okay, so he
has
this famous clip in 2006, okay. And he was about to face the guy, and he was at the guy's. It was Matt Hughes, actually, and he scary. I know that. And right after Hughes won, Georges St. Pierre gets in the octagon and says, I'm happy that you won, but I am not impressed with your performance.
Oh, that's a good quote for this.
And that's how I feel. It was the only thing. It was, and anybody that knows that, I should probably tweet it out and put it in the, I'll put it in the comments.
Yeah, there you go.
Of this, you know, of the link and everything like that. But it's the only thing, the last 10 minutes of the game that was going through my head was, I am not impressed with your performance.
It was kind of boring.
It was not
good. I actually worked more through this game than I have any other games.
And you know,
because it's at 3:00 in the afternoon, and we'll talk about the next game in a little bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And my coworkers and I were, you know, Skyping back and forth because we're all watching the game.
I know.
Probably shouldn't say that too much.
Productivity is really low in Tampa Bay whenever the Lightning are playing.
And I will say I was mad. I was angry at them for
this
20
game?
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really angry.
All right. Now explain why you were angry, Dory. Why were you angry?
I felt in game three, I said this when we had our show, that they played 15 minutes of solid hockey.
15 or 50?
50. 50. 50. 50. 50. Okay. They played 50 solid minutes. They outworked the Columbus Blue Jackets, which is very, I thought they out-coached Tortorella. I thought Cooper did. The face-offs were even, pretty even for the most part. They were out-shooting them, out-hitting them, out-possessed them, everything. And I felt, this is Lightning hockey. This is what we know. Mm-hmm. And then game four came out and it looked like both teams. Listen, Columbus didn't look good either. They both looked tired. They look mentally exhausted. They were making a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. I felt for the first 8 to 10, they were leaving Vasi out to dry.
Yeah.
He was facing shot after shot after shot. I mean, they were, you know, rapid fire on him through a few points.
Your dog agrees.
yeah sorry about
it's
that
called working at home, man. I mean, this is it, man. With
and
a special,
like,
appearance from your dog. I don't know what your dog's
Luna
name is.
Lovegood.
Little Lovegood.
Not being very Luna Lovegood right now. She's being awful. Sorry about that, but
no, it's fine.
At least there's not a cat walking in front of the microphone.
Yes.
Again,
last show there was a cat that I was like, what is that thing in front of your video? But yeah,
I don't think Columbus looked good.
No.
I definitely don't think the Lightning looked good. And the right before Gord's goal, I don't think it was, who scored the first goal?
Gord? Barclay Goodrow.
Goodrow. I said, the only way they're going to get a, you know, the only way they're going to score a goal is if the hockey gods are looking down on them. And no sooner did I hit the enter button than Goodrow scores. And my coworker came back. He's like, well, there you go. Hockey gods are looking down. And that's how I felt. I felt every chance they had was the hockey gods were looking down on them. It wasn't a great game. Barclay Goodrow has really played a nice series. I'm so happy that he had the assist and he scored the goal. I am so happy for him. Gord played his little butt off. I love that line.
Blake
love
Coleman.
Him.
Yeah. Who's needing a goal now. He's the only guy on the line who doesn't have a goal yet.
And Vasi was amazing.
One.
And then there was everybody else.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think both teams looked flat. Mm-hmm. I was bored for most of the game, which is not normally something I haven't experienced boredom with any games. And yesterday I watched a full day of hockey, like almost the full slate, and I was not bored. I was kind of bored today. I don't know that it's a game that Vasi stole, you know, like everybody says the goaltender stole the game. I don't think it was that, but I think it was a combination of things. Like you said, Vasi was standing on his head. Seth Jones on the other team, and I forget the other guy, but a couple of the guys look like those games, those extra periods of games that they played leading up to this started to catch up with them. And our fourth line, that Goudreau, Gord, and Coleman line, was just lights out. So yeah. I think there, I don't know that it was completely Vasi stealing it for them. I just think we had one line that was really clicking. And I don't think that maybe, and I don't know, because I'm a bad hockey fan. I don't look at pairings or who they're matching up against what line, but I just don't think they had enough matching pairings on Columbus to defend a fourth line. Like, because then you're going to leave the first or second line open, mm-hmm. or even the third line to cover the fourth line. So, you know, you definitely don't want to, like, pull your top defenders off of that first line of
Braden Cooch, Point. I mean,
Braden
yeah.
Point. And then, you know, the next line with Killer and
Johnson
and Palat. Yeah. I think.
No, Palat was on the top line.
No, Palat was on the top line. I can't remember.
And I think he's been playing well. And I should say that, and you know, anybody that's listened to our show regularly knows I'm such a sucker for Andre Palat.
Oh, yeah.
I've liked the way he played, and I should say that Hedman played well, because I think Hedman always plays well.
I mean, that's just,
I mean, I can't,
we don't really say when he plays well, we only notice when he plays poorly, which is very few and far between.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the job the defense is doing.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't see any glaring holes like I maybe saw last year. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. You like to see a little light hole, glaring hole with Sergachev, but I think he's learning.
Yeah.
Like, one of the big things in game one, where it went to 8 periods, which is crazy, that I really liked what John Cooper said. He told them, do not sacrifice your defense for an offensive chance. And I think that is, like, so important to not even just in the first game, but in games 2, 3, 4, and so on, and down the line, do not sacrifice your defense, you know, like your defensive responsibilities, to make a pretty offensive play. It's right. not worth it. Because, right. I mean, when you think about it, these guys can pretty much score at will. If they want to go out there and score, they're going to find a way to do it. Mm-hmm. It's the defense that takes a little bit harder. And, you know, it's a little harder for them to kind of do all the time, you know. But there are a lot of players on the team, like, that's one of the makeups of this team, is that their offense is amazing, but they're also defensive minds, even when they're trying to make a play. Right. And it's not just the defensive players. It's also the guys who are on the wing and the centers. So I think if they just keep preaching that and they keep putting pucks on the net, good things will happen. Stop this east-west stuff. I want north-south. Get through that neutral zone. Push your weight around a little bit. Get in Corposalo's face. And I think you can shake him up a little bit. This fifth game is going to be, I mean, they always say the fourth game in a series is the hardest to win.
Yeah.
Game 5 is going to be a tough one. So, you know, get a big lunch, because it's at noon.
Yeah. And
who is making this schedule?
I know.
The same guy who made the Lightning schedule this year.
Yeah.
Before the stoppage. I mean, come on. Noon?
I will say I'm very pleased with their penalty kill.
Yes.
Still.
Yes.
But power play, y'all can't be 0-10
now
in the Stanley Cup playoffs and expect to get far. You can't. You have to take advantage of those opportunities. And
their faceoffs were a little better today.
Well, actually, I think I don't even know what the whatever. The last time I can tell you, they did not win a faceoff in the first period.
Oh my goodness. That's not
good. No, it's not. I think they did catch up a bit in the second and third, and they did play better as the game went on.
They did, but It just seemed flat to me.
Yeah, I like that. Flat.
Flat's except for Vassie. Except for Vassie in that fourth line. I think everybody else was pretty flat. So yeah. I don't think that they should go, good job, guys. You had a good – no, no. This next game, you have to play a whole heck of a lot better because I think Columbus is going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you. And maybe even a real kitchen sink. I mean, is this a John Tortorella team? Who knows?
We're getting to the point where now it's an elimination game for them. Mm-hmm. And yeah. We know they're tough and we know they're gritty and we know that they can be very physical when they want to be. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going to bring. So what are the Lightning going to do? Or you don't get to sit back. I've seen a lot of people say, well, maybe now is when you put in McElhinney. No, now is not when you put in McElhinney.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Honestly, close it out.
Just end it and get a couple days rest, man. Like, regroup, yeah. Get some extra rest and get ready for the craziness, especially with games, if needed, 6 and 7 are back-to-back games Friday and Saturday. And we don't know the times of them yet, but the last thing I want is a elimination game 7 off of a back-to-back. No.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I am very interested to see how this goes Wednesday morning, because I think if they start off
afternoon, it's afternoon.
Well, noon. Coverage starts at 11:30.
Right.
If you listen to Tampa Bay, Lightning Power Play.
Yeah.
To our friends over there. So to me, it's like 11:30. I love listening to the guys on the pregame. So yeah, noon, your lunch break. You get to watch first period for your lunch if you take it at noon.
I never take my lunch at noon, but guess what I'm taking at noon on Wednesday.
But I'm very interested to see how they come out and play and how they answer. And if they're playing, I like it when the Lightning – I know this is a really backwards way of thinking, but I like it when they start real high. And then if they have to calm down a little bit, that's okay. I don't like it when we have 20 minutes of what's going on.
Are we
going
to do it? Yeah.
This is making me nervous.
No, I want them to come out and have two quick back-to-back goals in the first half of the first period. Just demoralize the other team and then just outwork them and make them work harder and work their legs as hard. Keep that puck cycling, keep that puck moving, and throw your weight around. Do not take stupid penalties either, but let's get two quick goals in the first half of the first period. And then, you know, maybe one in the second and one in the third just to close down. And, you know, that'll make me happy. I don't think that's asking a lot to you.
I mean, I agree with you. I think they need to get out quick, real a high energy out the gate, score as quickly as you can.
There is nobody who wants to end this series as soon as possible besides the Lightning.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? They want this over with.
They just want to, so they never have to hear about last season again. They just want to end it and close the book on it and move on. And I think we talked about it off air. Whoever comes out of this series will meet whoever comes out of the Philadelphia Canadiens series, mm-hmm. which is not one I'd want to be facing either one of them. I don't know that there's anybody in this Stanley Cup final that I want to look at, because I feel like this is anybody's game, anybody's sure. Stanley Cup this year.
Although I wouldn't be too upset if they had to play a Tuukka Rask-less Boston Bruins, because Tuukka Rask really really seems to have the Lightning's number. I know the Lightning have done really, really well against Boston the last two seasons or so, but I don't want to face Philadelphia again.
No, they were not fun.
And I never, I always think when Carey Price is on, he's one of the most dangerous players in the league. So,
And I don't want to see Drouin either. I really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching the game yesterday and they kept talking about him. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Oh, him.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it. I think we dissected this game, as we called, kind of boring and flat as much as we possibly can. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to catch up on previous episodes, go to gamemisconduct.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. Tell your friends. Leave us a nice review. Give us 5 stars. Why don't you? Please. And we'll catch you after Wednesday's game. We'll definitely be recording after that game because it starts at noon. Crazy. Anyway, that's it for us this evening, and we will catch you next time on Game Misconduct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.